Has claimed a life in Luano district. A traditional leader has called for improved capacity building to combat nature-based crimes. In international news, a court in Mali has placed Canada's Barrick gold mine under provisional administration. In sports, Ghana coach Kim Lars has named her squad to begin WAFCON preparations.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. A tragic mining accident has claimed the life of a worker at the Shi and Yan mine, part of the Mukushi copper mine in Luano District, Central Province. Central Province Commissioner of Police Charity Munganga confirmed the incident to freelance journalist Winter Mubanga in Luano District. According to the report, James Peary, a 32-year-old driller, fell from a ladder at shaft 1 underground while on duty. He sustained fatal injuries, including multiple cuts and fractures, and was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred as Mr. Peary and his colleagues were descending to their work area. He reportedly complained of feeling powerless before losing his grip and falling from a height of approximately 40 meters. His body has since been retrieved and taken to the Luano District Mini Hospital mortuary at Mansansa. The police are currently investigating the circumstances surrounding the incident. In another development, governance expert Wesley Mianda has commended the late president's family and government for amicably settling the recent funeral dispute. He highlighted that the collaborative efforts between both parties underscore Zambia's strong commitment to peace and national unity. Mr. Mianda also applauded President Hakainde Hichilema for his call to maintain dignity during the funeral proceedings and to avoid politicizing the solemn event. He noted that President Hichilema's leadership in urging respect and unity during this sensitive time is commendable. Furthermore, the governance expert emphasized the importance of clear protocols regarding the status of presidential families. He urged families to recognize that once a relative assumes the presidency, certain rights are transferred to the government and the individual effectively becomes a symbol of the state.
We have seen, and we are given the program now, that okay, the remains of the former head of state actually will be repatriated into the country somewhere on the 18th, this is Wednesday. This is when the body will be actually flown into the country, so the funeral procession will be spearheaded by the state. Meaning to say, this agreement that was reached, owned by the two parties, mainly two parties, together with with the help of the Sadiq, need to be applauded, need to be appreciated, because that alone is an indication that, you know, as Zambia, we cannot fail to handle any political situation. As long as we remain, united, we'll be able to move together in one direction.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security, Jack Mwimbu, has launched Zambia's 2025 World Refugee Week, pledging strengthened government action to support refugees and displaced persons across the country. Addressing the nation ahead of the World Refugee Day on June 20th, Mr. Mwimbu announced the implementation of the Zambia Refugee Host Communities Project, backed by a $30 million grant from the World Bank under the IDA 20 program. The project aims to enhance refugee livelihoods and promote legal inclusion by addressing existing legislative barriers.
Inclusion of refugees and other people of concern through various means, all focused towards the improvement of refugees' livelihoods. Among the initiatives under the IDA 20 project is the removal of legal barriers through legislative reforms. It is our hope that the removal of certain legal barriers will ensure that refugees and other persons of concern are protected by law and have the opportunity to integrate fully and make valuable contributions in the society. As we prepare to celebrate this year's World Refugee Day, let us not forget that the world today is evolving, with priorities around the global community constantly changing. However, we must not relent in our efforts to offer a helping hand to those in need.
Chief Milo of the Lala people in the Serenje district of Central Province has called for improved capacity building and resource allocation to combat nature-based crimes in local chiefdoms. He emphasized that community engagement, social cohesion, and economic empowerment are essential for preventing crime at the grassroots level. The traditional leader said this in Serenje District when he made a PowerPoint presentation during the Resilience Dialogue in Africa, Zambia edition co-hosted by the Center for Environment Justice, Decisive Minds, and Center for Zero Waste and Development. He explained that the traditional leaders play a vital role in mobilizing communities, preserving cultural values, and resolving disputes.
So when you do that like the way Center for Environmental Justice are doing, I'm aware that they are coming to give loans. If we empower these people in the community, after being mobilized, I think we have a direction of how we are going to address this matter. What about cultural values? You know, we also normally uphold our cultural values as they promote or rather emphasize respect for law, community cohesion, and social responsibility. You know, values, they are, you know, it's what determines somebody's destination. To some extent, determines your personality.
Meanwhile, Resilience Fund Liaison for Africa at the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime, Jacques Mohindo, stated that the Resilience Dialogue in Africa, held in Serenje, Zambia, aimed to engage stakeholders on nature crimes and local responses.
So organized crime, as you call it organized, is any transgression of the law that is done by a network of people, more than one, with the purpose of gaining financial or material benefit. You know, someone may commit a crime just for the sake of it. But when two or three people plan to commit crime because they want to gain something, it becomes organized crime. So when you take the nature crimes especially, you realize that not a single person cannot decide to kill an elephant. For them to kill an elephant, they need to be more than one. And for a specific purpose, okay, let's sit in this particular corner, we are going to this national park, we are killing elephants because we need ivory. Then we'll take that ivory to Tanzania. From Tanzania, we'll export it to China. Then we'll get the money. So you realize that it's a very organized criminal activity.
In international news, Kenya's Deputy Police Chief Eliud Lagat has stepped aside pending the outcome of investigations into the death in detention of blogger Albert Ojwang. Mr. Lagarde had been under pressure to resign from the opposition and human rights activists as